Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This half hour is presented by the Neal Chiropractic Clinic and Dr. Charles Neal, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Tell us, James, how good?
So good.
That good.
So good.
Yeah, man.
I got you.
Boom, 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 boom.
Wow! I feel nice.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Good morning. I am Dr. Charles Neal. I am a retired chiropractor. However,
yay!
The Neal Clinic. Yay! I'm retired. Did you just cheer?
No, I mean that's great. Don't people usually like throw parties when people retire? Like congratulations. You're not gone. I see you every month.
I'll buy into that, I guess. The Neal Clinic lives on. Neal Clinic lives on in the good hands of Dr. Ben McMillan, who was an associate doctor with us for near about a year, and then he took over and is running things well.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. McMillan. So we're playing a game today that includes you, our audience, and there are prizes. I got a riddle. Okay.
Oh, great.
This isn't one of the classic riddles that you can look up on the internet. This is my own invention. We haven't prepped for this, so I am also springing this on Bridget and everyone who's listening. And I tell you what, if you send me a text message with a good answer, Dr. McMillan is going to give you a top-notch ice pack. This is one of the $15 monster packs. So get ready to send us a text, 437-1620. Bridget, you get the phone number when they call in. You'll see that on caller ID. So
absolutely.
Bridget can make a note of your number, and that will be your secret code to come pick up, your ice pack. If you got an answer to the riddle, give me three ways that your back pain is like a leak in the roof. Your personal back pain like a leak in the roof. Bridget, if they send in a text that says, I'm going to see a big drip, don't read that one aloud, okay?
We'll screen these before we go.
That's right.
I know. Now, this is a lot of pressure on me today, Dr. Neal.
Need to screen the I'll see a big drip commentary.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, that number is 850-437-1620.
So, yeah, if you got a text, and Bridget, I'll give you first shot. How is your back pain like a leak in the roof?
Dr. Neal, I'm so bad at these kind of things.
Well,
if you get
the
stinks.
Wrong answer, it
stinks. It's terrible.
You know, that wasn't on my list. I'll accept that as a
you need someone to fix it.
Fourth possibility. Yeah, that would actually, all right.
These are pretty good.
these are acceptable. We owe Bridget an ice packet. It's not.
Okay. How about this? Well, these aren't three things, but someone texted in, it will never get better until you do something about it.
Bing, 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 bing. We have winner number one. It's a sign that something is starting that is just going to get worse until you do something about it. That was number one on my list. We have a text message winner. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And we know his name is William. So thank you, William.
There we go.
Go, William. You are thinking ahead, brother. All right. No other text rushing in right now.
Structural damage.
Yes. I'll go with that. The way I have it written is there's more to it than a drip. That's just the part that you see and or feel. It means that there's very likely something bad happening in the background.
And we got some more questions coming through. You want to hear them?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
The evidence may show up far from the issue.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, they're
three
Chinese.
For three.
We got more coming.
We got listeners who own this.
All right.
No, that was number three on my list. It usually doesn't come from the place that it shows up. And so very often somebody says, my hip hurts. Guess what? It's a back problem. I've got pain across my upper back and shoulder. Guess what? It's a neck problem. Oh my God. Look, we have like, we have educated listeners here. They were three
That's
for three.
Good showing.
And
yeah.
We have some more texts that are coming through. Do you want to hear other people's answers?
You know, if there's somebody else who has something that sounds pretty solid, we may have to add one more to the list.
Okay, this is from Bruce. It indicates an underlying problem.
Okay, well, that was kind of where we started with it. Yep. It's a sign that there's something bad starting. But yes, I'd put Bruce in as the consolation ice pack guy.
We love Bruce.
We're giving him away this morning.
You get an ice pack.
Yeah. And you know what? This all started because there was a reality. We had a leak that came into the therapy room in the clinic a few years ago. And as I was putting the bucket underneath the leak to catch the drip, I had a realization. The bucket under the drip is just about the same as when you're taking muscle relaxers or anti-inflammatories for your back pain or your neck pain or your pinched nerve. It is clearly not fixing the problem, but it's taking care of the issue for the moment. And so, you know, for my leak, I didn't want wet carpet in the therapy room. For your back pain, you can't just get in bed and stay in bed for a week, which, by the way, you should not do. Maybe we could need to come back around and talk about that more. There's a time limit for bed rest. A little bit is good. More is bad. So we may come back to that. But back to my analogy, when we went to fix the leak in the ceiling, we realized it was not coming from a spot directly above where it's dripping out of my ceiling tiles. The leak was dripping from a crack in the roofing that was like 20 feet away. It dripped down to a piece of structural steel. It ran along the beam until the beam ended, and then it dripped out into my ceiling above my head. And so, you know, the problem was 20 feet away. It was not nearby. The cause was not where we experienced it. And it's so classic. It's true probably more often than not in spinal problems and where you feel the pain.
That's so true. And that's a big part of my job, is understanding where and why. And then we can know if chiropractic care is what you need or if I need to refer you out for other testing or other types of care. And it's the potential question that every patient has, right? Like, what treatment is right for my problem? Who should I see? And that can be a difficult question, and you can find yourself going to 3, 4, 5 different types of doctors in search for that answer. My suggestion for this is come see me first, right? If I see that you're not a chiropractic case, it's absolutely my job to decide which type of doctor is best for you and for your condition, and I'll refer you in that direction. There's an old saying in Chinese medicine, and they say that there's two doctors in the room. One's the physician and the other's the patient. And the meaning behind that is that we both have a responsibility to work and fix your problem. And it's so important that you're doing everything you can to figure out a solution for your problem. And if what you're doing isn't working, it's just as important that you keep searching for a better answer. You don't just keep trying the same things over and over. If it's not working, look for something else. And the biggest one that everybody wants to know about, right? So what about surgery? And every surgeon will tell you, surgery is the last resort after you've exhausted all the other conservative treatments possible. I send patients to orthopedic and neurosurgeons all the time after we've determined that their problem is beyond the conservative care. I mean, the numbers are amazing, right? I looked it up. There's over 700,000 back surgeries done in the U.S. every year. If you don't need emergency back surgery, then you're going to want to wait until you've tried conservative care before you go to that surgeon, before you get anything done. But if you don't need surgery, you don't want to wait until your problem has become a surgical level issue to do something about it, because many times surgery can be prevented. And anytime we're talking about spinal surgery, we have to talk nerves. Weird thing about nerves. You can pinch a nerve and have numbness, or you can pinch a nerve and have searing pain that will drop you to the floor. I mean, it's strange. You know, you have the same issue, completely different symptoms. But there is some good news about having a disc problem with a pinched nerve, and it's that only a few of those are actually surgical cases. There's been studies that have been done in the spinal surgical centers that have shown only one patient out of every 400 with a bulging disc needs surgery immediately.
Wow.
Yeah, those numbers are amazing, right? The other 399 patients may eventually need surgery, but right now what they need is conservative care to try to prevent that future surgery. And that's what I do. I work to prevent our patients from needing surgery later on by realigning and taking the abnormal stress off the spine and the discs and their nerves. And it's a relief to know that you don't need surgery right now, but if you're having a lot of pain, sometimes you might be hoping for surgery, you know, just something to get it fixed quickly. Please don't hope for that surgery. I mean, it can leave your back or your neck weaker than it was before. And here's something we see every week. Your level of back pain doesn't directly relate to needing surgery. Some emergency back surgeries really aren't that painful. And at the Neil Clinic, we see patients in severe pain who limp back to the exam room with me, and who they actually end up responding really well and very quickly to chiropractic and physical therapy that we do in the clinic.
Oh, man, I've seen it so many times. Severe pain does not mean surgical problem. You can have misalignments that pinch a nerve bad, but it's very treatable, and it responds sometimes very quickly without injections, without surgery. If you've had testing, if you've had an MRI, Dr. McMillan will review that with you. It is very easy for us to call the MRI center. They fax your report over to the clinic. We got it.
That's right. I do it all the time, and it saves everybody a trip. They'll fax it right to us. I'll review the studies that you've had done. Then I'll do a physical and neurological exam with you. We'll go over all the results. We'll talk about it all. We don't do any treatment until I fully understand your condition, because I may not want to take your case. It may not be a chiropractic case. And in the medical world, they may not even recognize a chiropractic case if that doctor doesn't have a background of understanding of chiropractic as a medical specialty. Some do, some don't. So if you've been to another doctor of some sort and you're still having that pain, come get a chiropractic opinion. We're open today. We expanded the hours. We're open Monday through Friday, and one of my staff will take your call and hopefully get you in today or on our next open day. You can call the clinic right now and see how soon we can schedule a consultation. Because we treat patients in pain, we keep a couple new patient appointments open each day to try and handle those cases that are calling and saying, "Hey, I'm in a ton of pain today. Can you see me?" So call right now. The number is 479-SPINE. Johanna or Carol will answer the phone, and just ask them and tell them you want a consultation with the doctor.
You know what? If you haven't gotten a chiropractic opinion, you should. Chiropractic is a specialty and treats structural problems that no other profession, no other medical profession treats. And so if you've tried other treatments and it's not helping, guess what you ought to get? You ought to get your chiropractic opinion.
That's so true. And we love to see those cases come in for consultation. As a chiropractor, I fill a niche in the healthcare industry that no one else does. I'm a specialist for injuries that are less than surgical, but more than a simple self-resolving back strain. If you come in for a consult and I think you have a surgical level problem, I'll refer you to the doctor for assessment. But if it's a chiropractic case, we can get you to feel better faster. So I get to be the hero one way or the other. Either I'm helping you with your pain, or I'm sending you to the doctor who can. It's nothing mysterious. There's nothing magical about what we're doing in the clinic, right? The structural problems will become painful and will make your disc degenerate and form spurs on your spine. And if we help correct your structural problems, you're happy today because it feels better, but you're even happier in 10 years from now when you don't have the degeneration or the bulging disc. We treat patients with degeneration, of course, and in that case, we're still working on getting the proper movement back into joints so they don't keep on degenerating and forming those spurs. But the key is to correct what we can before it gets to severe levels of motion loss, because those are the tougher cases.
Yeah, they are. And the good news is that most healthcare providers understand something about chiropractic at this point. Over the years, I have treated several MDs, spouses and MDs children, because they wanted conservative care for their loved ones. You know, I've treated three physical therapists who recognize that what we do is different from PT. The profession I've treated more than any other. That could have been my quiz question, my text in, what do you think question today. The profession I have treated more than any other is nurses.
Oh.
A registered nurse, number one, has lots of opportunity to injure their back in helping patients and moving patients, and these are people who are not real capable. And the RN sees all aspects of medicine and knows that chiropractic is another valuable specialty. The important thing is not to chase after every easy fix fad that you hear about, especially if they've got an advertisement on TV. Because I'm sorry, I wish some of those amazing things really did work, but there is no amazing diet cookie. There is no,
unfortunately,
there is no diet drink that melts away fat without dieting or exercise. There is no laser fat melter. The amazing electric stem machine that gives you super abs doesn't. The miracle electric clicker pain reliever isn't actually all that miraculous. Chiropractic has been around for over 100 years in its current form. And actually, it's been around for thousands of years in ancient Chinese healing methods. Chiropractic is for real, and the world has come to see that. And at the Neal Clinic, I was always slow to add therapies to the clinic. If something hasn't proven itself convincingly, I ain't gonna throw it in there just because you can make an extra few bucks with it. I was skeptical of laser when I first saw it, but the professional sports teams loved it. For their multi-million dollar players, it got them back to playing their game faster, and the price of the lasers came down from the $80,000 range to the mid-$20,000s. That for a true class 4 laser, by the way, there's a big difference. Class 4 is a separate game entirely. So the Neal Clinic became the first chiropractic clinic in the area to have a class 4 laser for back and neck problems, for knee and shoulder pain. As long as it's not a surgical level problem, the laser is very good at helping a painful joint heal more quickly.
And I'm glad we have the laser, but I know our patients are even more thankful. We use it to treat injuries and auto accident cases, and we use it on chronic patients who have those degenerated joints and arthritis that we talk about a lot. And it helps the joints move better. That's why we use the class 4 laser on our athletic patients, just like they do at the Andrews Institute for the athletes that they work on. Every serious athlete, every serious runner, you know, if you're serious about some sort of physical activity, your body requires proper alignment for proper function. It's that simple. If you have a physical problem, where's the logic in looking for a chemical solution for that? A pill won't change a structural problem. If you have a pinched or irritated nerve, that will make the muscles around that area spasm up in a protective mechanism. You know, everybody comes in and they say, oh, my neck's hurting and it's stiff. They spasm because it hurts to move, and taking that muscle relaxer or anti-inflammatory is an attempt to chemically change that physical irritant. You might hide the symptoms for a while, but you're looking for a correction. It really is that simple. Do you want to fix this problem or keep covering it up? Last month, there was a thermostat in my car, and the overheating light just kept coming on, and I had two choices at that point. I could take it to the dealership and have my car repaired, or I could just put a piece of black tape over the light on the dashboard to cover it up. You know, my two options there. Now, that just seems stupid when we say it out loud, right? To talk about putting a piece of tape over that warning light. But really, is taking a pill that hides your pain, or is that any different than just putting that black tape over my dashboard? And there are drugs that are strong enough that you won't feel the pain. But would you prefer that we take the cause away? When we talk about those warning lights on your car, it seems ridiculous to hide those problems. But how many millions of doses of anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxers are taken every day in this country? Somehow we don't think it's quite as absurd when it's a back pain or a stiff neck. But when you stop and recognize the reality that it's a physical problem causing the pain and spasm, it makes a lot more sense to find a physical correction. The fact that millions of people take medication to hide the pain doesn't necessarily make it the right answer, unless you listen to all the radio and TV ads that assure you that it's the right thing to do. The drug companies have a lot more money to spend on advertising than your local chiropractor does. Trust me. So I'm not on some crazy anti-drug rant here. Taking the pain meds is a perfectly logical solution in the short term. But if that doesn't help, do you keep using them? I've been in pain, and I've been very thankful that there were some good medications out there to help me with that. But every bottle of medication will say somewhere that if this doesn't work in the short term, you should seek other care.
And that's the bottom line. They have to put that on the label. Don't give up. If what you're doing isn't working, your part in the job is keep looking for a better solution. And maybe it's not Dr. McMillan. I mean, chiropractic is phenomenal for chiropractic problems. But I got way too much experience to try to tell you that chiropractic is the only solution. So think about it this way. If what you've been doing ain't working, try something different.
That's it. If I accept you as my patient, we begin work on a trial of care to see if I'm helping this as much as I think I can. If we don't get results very quickly, it's my job to refer you to other testing or other treatment. I treat kids and I treat senior citizens. There's a little bit of a difference between the two, right? The kids bounce better when they fall, but they can still get misalignments and structural problems. The good news is that the kids heal faster. They usually don't need many treatments to get it right. My older patients have had more time for things to settle in, and sometimes it takes a bit more work, but we still get results. And the most strict of the insurances that are around, Medicare even covers chiropractic because they know it works. So call for a consult and we'll talk about your problem area, and you can show me where it starts and where it goes and when it gets bad. Many times we can trace that nerve back to the spine where the problem is really stemming from. And if you have an auto accident, call us for a consultation right away. Sometimes it will resolve itself and you won't need me. And sometimes it starts that misalignment problem that's going to get worse slowly but surely. The way to know is to come in for a consultation and let's have a look. Hoping it will just go away is not a good strategy. And you've heard us talk about that 14-day rule. So at least come in, get the consult, and we can document that you came in to talk about pain from your auto accident. That way the 14-day rule doesn't slam closed on you. Most auto accidents, you know, they don't send you to the ER, but they can leave you with some structural misalignment in your spine, and it will wear out your discs, just like having your tires out of balance will eventually wear them out. And you can be that person that comes in to see me in 10 years to discuss this, or you can get it treated now. And that's what that auto insurance is for.
It is. And coming in for a consultation, he mentioned it, the 14-day rule. If you come in for a consult and Dr. McMillan notes in his consultation notes, Mrs. Jones had an auto accident on such and such date, she's here about those pains, even if he sends you back out and says, give it a couple of weeks, let's see how this one does, you might not need treatment. At that point, because you have established that doctor-patient relationship, because he has established that you had some issues after the accident, guess what? The 14-day door does not slam in your face.
And speaking of slamming in your face, Bridget's given us the sign that it's time to go.
Kicking you out.
What a time.
Our number is 479-SPINE. We're on Creighton Road, right across the street from Walmart. Give us a call. Come in for that consultation.
And we'll be on our way. They're located on Creighton Road. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for joining me on the show today. This is going to be available on our News Radio 92.3 website. We're checking in with Mark. What's going on, Mark?
And we got some info this morning on how you can help Hurricane Laura survivors. The story coming up after Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. During his